They're pushing! Come take the building! Come take the building!
Come in! Okay.
Can we shoot? Can we shoot height?
Yeah, shoot now!
I'm cheating! I got aimbot! I have aimbot!
Oh no.
Hello everyone, hello ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Apex Legend Tips and Tricks Podcast. I have got some sad news today, and this happened yesterday on a Sunday evening on ALGS second final game. They got hackers hacked into the system, and one of the TSM got hacked, and one of the Dark Zero players were hacked. I know, honestly, some of the glitch was the best glitch, the best hack ever. Like, one of Dark Zero's players got the best hack ever to be able to see every player, but honestly, I wouldn't consider that as the best player, best hack ever. I just include it as part of the thing that interrupted the games, and I'm pretty sad about this. I really hope that the person who did it wished that he did not do it, but you know, it is part of the thing that happens in Apex Legends a lot. There's glitches and stuff that happen, and I'm pretty sad and also disappointed. So it's just the way it is, and it's just bad anyway. Gin Burton, which is the player from Dark Zero, he was hacked in a way that he could see every single player in the game. And that was pretty sad. Like, he could see the health points, the character's name. Like, he could see Exad was near them. And he could see other players near him and their health points, too. And he caught it right away. He put his hands up. He was like, I'm being hacked. Like, somebody's hacking me. And they did send him TSM hello hook. Like, somebody, hacker, sent him a note, and this was a box that popped up on his screen. It was just completely weird, and I don't understand why it popped up. Somebody was hacking in. It was just strange. And the box mentioned aimbots and visual and other cheat credits. It mentioned other cheat credit. It's just a box that appeared randomly in the game, in Glitter's box, and it was just weird for some reason. Of course, after that box went away, the player was able to see everybody and every health that they had, and it was such a weird experience. And yeah, it was just weird and uncool. And on the left side of the box, it shows Gin Burton hacking, which is typing Apex Legend Global, Apex Hacking Global Series, and then it says Gin Burton said, by Destroy 2000 and R4 Random. And the hacker was just announcing things. And if you don't know what Destroy 2000 is, he was a hacker before who decided to create bots in Apex Legend, create a situation in Apex Legend where like a whole lobby of bots was so that he can earn rank points. So it was like a way of cheating so that he can increase a rank game. And it was just crazy. And I was like really disappointed, because this might change the way Apex tournaments are played. And this might be like, maybe people will need to be supervised a little bit more. Players will need to be having, you know, somebody in their side, or they will need to do it somewhere that is secure and not that is being watched by Apex Legends, EA, Respawn, whatever, for monitoring them instead of them playing on their own, you know, studio, their own house, you know. So yeah, I want to take a little look at the box, what it says. It says TSM Horile Hook, and it says there's a bunch of boxes that are checked off. Some of them are checked out. It says It says compensation, target lock, no sway, which I'm not sure. And then IHOIH, auto fire was checked marked. IH, no sway was checked mark. Emulate MNK was not checked. Magic bullets was not checked. Grenade was checked. Vote for Putin. That's what. And then in the bottom list, it says vote for Putin. And it was checked marked. And that's crazy. And I'm like, well, that, who is this hack? Is this hack from Russia or something like that? And I'm just making a guess here because Putin, I thought, was like a Russian. He's like the president of Russia or something like that. Oh, something like Menem mode combo, kill, field of view, trigger, and sliders. It's just weird settings that normally you would not see any of our players using throughout the ALGS. And it's so obvious. And one of the TSM was able to shoot, was aiming at one player and was able to shoot another player. This didn't just go with the banning certain players. This went to the whole TSM team, got banned from Apex for now. I'm not sure if they will return. But, yeah, it's pretty disappointing. I'm really disappointed on what recently just did happen today. Yesterday, I mean, it causes the Apex Legends community to go, what is happening? Apex Legends, something that Apex Legends needs to fix. I think, in general, I think the community just needs to spend time fixing the game. I think I like when they're delivering us a new season. They're delivering in new maps. But how long it takes you to get into a game? It takes forever for a game that is completely free. Yes, it is worth the game. I get it. The game is free. You don't play for it, so there's no need for anything to be fixed. But we technically pay for the cosmetic, the stuff that runs the game. Without us, like, there is no Apex. Like, the community pays for alphas. They pay $170 for an heirloom. Like, the amount of... It costs $20 to buy, you know, a coin. Like, the amount that we pay and the amount of money that goes in, it should actually be the amount of money that should be given so that this game can actually be a better game and a better improvement in the future. I mean, I get it. There's lots of planning that comes through. There's a lot of work that goes through. I understand. I thank you so much, Respawn EA, for all the work that you've done. And there's no doubt in the world that this was such a bad plan. I'm just saying, like, give me your thought, guys. What just happened here? Type in the chat or something like that in the group, or send me an email, something like that. But this was just crazy. Something just crazy just happened that the people were like, what is happening? Of course, the ALGS, again, like I said, it was canceled and it's probably pushed back, or they'll have to start all over again from game one. We don't know yet. More information will appear soon. Like they said in the EA account, they are sorry for the circumstances, and more information about this will be coming soon. And they said for sure the land on Los Angeles has been delayed, so that is not postponed, that is not canceled yet. They didn't say that they're not going to do it this year, they just said it's been postponed. So they will reveal that more information about it, and I'm going to bring it back up here pretty soon. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I hope you guys enjoy the recent episode I posted. So I hope you guys enjoy that one, and at least hoping that will be the last one before the next match, and then, you know, the LA match. I'm super stoked about this, and I really hope that they get to fix the game. Like, that's one of the things they just need to do, is just have a system that tracks those glitches. I mean, we need a system that can fix those glitches. We need a system that can, like, people are paying lots of money for this game. Like, people are paying lots of $20 to buy 1,000 coins. I would say that's worth the amount to get at least the game to fix the game entirely. If I'm going to spend $20 to buy 1,000 coins, you need to at least fix your game, and you need to provide content every time. Like, they introduced a pretty cool trailer with, like, in the season launch, they released a pretty cool trailer with some lifeline weapon that they didn't get released in throughout the game. And I'm pretty disappointed on that. But that's less disappointing than hacking. What do we experience hacking? Glitches. All of these stuff I know you will experience. Eventually you will experience it in a game. I have no doubts that you will experience in the game. It's just like, how often do you experience that in the game? When I jump into a game, every new season I experience lags, glitch. Every single time I experience where I'm under some building, like, and I'm like, I don't want to keep experiencing that a lot. That's just a glitch that I want stopped. And, oh, I'm shooting so many shots on a player, and it's missing every single shot. And I'm like, there's no way that could have missed so many. I could have missed so many of that when a player was that up close to me. It's just the thing that Apex Legends recently started. I'm a little disappointed, guys, because I was really hoping for that big match. I was on my Twitch account ready to watch the final game, a split one, and then you know, they said they were having some technical issues, they'll be back, and then they never came back. And then ended up finding out later there was a lot of glitches, a lot of cheating, hacking was happening between those games, and players were banned. So I hope those players get to come back again, and I hope Apex Legends does give everybody another shot. But I really hope they do not start again from game one, because it's not something I'm looking for. I'm not looking for them to start all over again. And yeah, as much as I love Apex, that's just, and this was $1 million prize. This was not $500,000. This was $1 million prize. And this was the first time they ever did the $1 million prize. The last couple of years they've done $500,000 prize, but this one was $1 million prize, and it's increased. The price of it has increased, which means it's worth more, and it's worth the effort to do so. So, guys, thank you so much. Yeah, I want to hear you guys your opinion about it. Did you experience the hacking? Did you like that? What did you not like that? Did you have the experience? Of course, I know people didn't like that, but did you experience the hacking? Did you get banned? Just some questions that I'm curious about. Tell me about it in the comments or on an email if you want. I'm super stoked about the next coming Apex Legends years, and I'm so excited to see what they do in the future. This may delay several things. Tomorrow's Tuesday, so we will see what happens tomorrow. Maybe they will be fixing it at the moment. Maybe it's sending an update to our Apex Legends system, or maybe they will start the LGS again at the end of the week. I am not sure. Or in the next month or two, I'm not exactly sure. But I'm super excited for the future of Apex Legends. No matter how bad of an experience you've had in through Apex, like, the thing is for me, like, what can I play after Apex? You know, what do I talk about? You know, in case, you know, Apex gets shut down. Or Apex Legends has been my life for many, many years. For the last 4 years, it's like been a game that I experienced. It's just been an amazing experience. It's like, what's next? Do I go Call of Duty? Do I go Fortnite? You know, yes, I could go Fortnite, but I love Fortnite in my own way. It's a great game. I just don't know about posting any content about it, because I know, to me, honestly, there isn't much content in there to talk about. Like Apex Legends, you got to break down the legends. You got to break down all the abilities. You got to break down how the legends two work together. You got to break down the different shield. There's a lot to break down in Apex, which and honestly, Fortnite doesn't have. Call of Duty, playing Overwatch is a dying game that I don't honestly play or take much effort to playing the game. I've tried it here and there. It's honestly boring, so I don't put effort to play Overwatch 2 or Overwatch in general. Call of Duty, I love that game. I wish the movement was easy. Like Apex Legends, you know, Apex Legends is a fast-paced movement. That is why it makes it its own, and it's incredible. It's one of the games that got created and inspired every other game out there. And so is Fortnite. Fortnite is one of the games that got created and inspires games all over out there with all the stuff. Apex Legends was definitely one of the ones I hit hard for me because it was a to be able to communicate without having to use your words. Most games don't have that. Most games don't have voice lines or characters that have voice lines, so people who are deaf, who can't hear, can play the game easily. In Apex Legends, you don't have to hear it to enjoy it, to play it. Most of the time, if your teammates are marking, you mark it, you look in your eyes, you mark it, and then you play like that sometimes. It's pretty fun. But it's accessibility, and it's just incredible. And it's one of my favorite game of all time. While other games, like you mark enemies here, your teammates abandon you. Fortnite, especially when you're playing with a teammate, they die, they leave, you don't get a chance. Apex Legends is starting to be that way, but it used to not be that way a lot of the time. It used to be a lot of the time, and it is a lot of the time when you're dead. Your teammate picks up your ruby and they can respond to you. In other games, when you're dead, your teammates leave you behind because they think you're no good. And it's just part of the games that makes it incredible. For a game that wasn't really properly advertised. And it became one of the biggest games in the world. And it's just incredible. It's just incredible how many life it's touched. People of different color, different genders, pronouns, people who go with different pronouns. It's just amazing in its own way. It's not just like this basic game that has aliens, white characters, and you know, not all the time. You know, it's just a mix of different people, whether they're old and young, 18 to, you know, 50, 80, you know, 112. You know, I'm just going by the age of Revenant and Horizon, you know. All of those characters are incredible evidence. It's what makes Apex apart from every game. It's just basic. And I just like the diversity throughout the game. It's incredible. It's one of the reasons why I stick to it is the diversity, the community of the people who love this game. And if you don't want to be part of this community, leave. It's just an amazing community. Apex Legends is just such an amazing community. I love it. I love every bit of it. I love no matter who you are, you can come in and play your character in Apex Legends. And it's just incredible. Incredible. It's amazing. And I can't thank you enough to the Respawn and EA for creating such a fantastic game. So much work in creating this legend, creating their personality, creating their abilities, and matching so well with abilities. Like incredible, one of the most incredible legends I can name is Bangalore Catalyst, which is one of my favorite legends because her backstory is amazing. It's incredible. Student learn about her is just amazing. Her story is a fantastic story. And Catalyst is such an amazing treasured legend. I love her abilities so much. Bloodhound, their ability, they have just an amazing ability. Their story, you know, and it just makes them special with whatever they are. Like we love these legends so much because of who they are, and because of what they become later. Valkyrie. You know, Newcastle, you know, Watson, Ryzen, Rampart, Octane, to just have all of these legends put together to bring out this incredible Outland story and to bring out this incredible story through every single character it just touches me a lot. And every single, like, Conduit, you know, Conduit was a Filipino legend, the first Filipino legend this year. And she was amazing. She became a high top legend. So did Catalyst, Chaos in the LGS, Horizon in the LGS. You know, these legends became such an amazing legend. They all have personality. They all come from somewhere, Gibraltar. You know, they all are special in their own way. And I just love connecting with these characters. And it's one of the reasons why I still enjoy Apex till today. Like, just the connection that I have between every single legend. It's just connected. Like, if you've been watching this since season one and keeping track of this, since even since season zero, Apex has drawn so many communities, so many people back to playing the game. Lots of people still play the game. Twitch numbers going up. It's like, it's becoming such an incredible game, and I hope they never give up on it. And I hope that they keep making the game. I mean, that's literally for me. I don't like the hacking. I don't. I hope they fix it. I hope EA and Respawn, I really hope that they can put a lot of effort to fixing the game. I know they are probably focused on other things, but I really think they need to focus on fixing Apex Legends, making it better, and maybe adding more content to Apex Legends. Apex Legends needs more content. It needs more for people to enjoy. It probably could use like a battle royale team where everybody can hang out. You know, it's just like a fun creation that isn't three people all the time, like a free training mode, you know, where players can just train. Every player around the world can join in and have like a party or something like that, just like a party room, you know, like a party dropship. Maybe make it inside the dropship, you know, where players can discover the dropship, take a look at the dropship. You know, we never seen inside the dropship except for one trailer, which was a long time ago. But you got to see a little bit of what inside a dropship looks like. So yeah, guys, thank you so much for all your support. I see all the followers hitting there and hitting those 5-star reviews. Thank you for all the 5-star review, guys. I appreciate it a lot. And thank you for those who are listening to iHeartRadio a lot of the time, guys. I appreciate all of you guys. I notice you, and I appreciate you for always listening, and thank you so much. Thank you especially to the fans who are listening in Apple Podcasts and Amazon. Thank you so much. And the biggest ones is Spotify. Thank you, guys. I appreciate all of you for watching those videos. I hope to keep doing more, and thank you for all the support. And I just couldn't have done this without all my Spotify listeners. I just could not have not. I could have never have done it without you guys. So thank you so much. You guys are the best. You guys are the best Spotify listeners. You guys are the best. Keep, yeah. If you want to see the videos, join me on Spotify. Go to Spotify. It's free to download. Join Apex Legends Tips and Tricks on Spotify. And before I exit here, I just want to say, if you want to support it's Penguin Project, go down below and the link, donate to Penguin Project. It's a theater group that supports young kids, young adults with disability, kids and young adults with disabilities. And go down and support and click donate down below this podcast. I support them a lot. The podcast supports them. So go down, donate $12, $5. I mean, anything between that, it will help them put on a good show this year. They're starting a new show, and this will be something that would help them put on a great show. So if you don't mind, go down below and donate to Penguin Project. If you want to learn more about Penguin Project experience, also the link is down below on the description. And you can learn more about Penguin Project down there. So thank you so much, guys. I appreciate all of you guys. Appreciate all the donation to Penguin Project. Appreciate all of you. Make sure you keep going. You keep donating to that play. And it's going to be much appreciated. Until next time, guys. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace out.